Welcome back to the podcast, Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. This is John, married for almost 34 years, 8 children, 4 grown and married. The other 4 are actually grown. My youngest is 18. And my wife and I work often with couples and talking about marriage. Want to get into the subject, gentlemen, of talking about sex, and want to go to 1 Corinthians and read a passage here, and we might have to unpack this for a couple of days because there's a lot here, and I think maybe a lot here that we need to unpack. Therefore, we will spend more time than maybe I thought originally. So 1 Corinthians chapter 7, starting verse 3, the husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. All right, so a lot packed in there in those verses 3 through 5, talking about he has control over her body, she has control over his body. And then so what happens is he says, well, that body needs to do this for me. And she says, yeah, well, I need that body to stay away from me. How about that? So then you aren't doing what really is required here. The idea is we got to be mature enough to realize that we need to be givers and not takers. It is said of Jesus in Acts chapter 20, as Paul is giving his great see you later speech on the beaches of Ephesus to the elders, that he says that Jesus said it is better to give than to receive. I think it's very true of this. We can also see in Romans, I think I want to say it's in chapter 12, to outdo one another in honor. So we take these different passages about how we are to really love and how we are to seek to please the other above ourselves, then it becomes clear that, hey, if this is what my wife, my spouse needs tonight, then this is what I need to yield to or be a part of. And if both spouses are really trying to please the other and serve the other, then that tends to be a win-win, right, for both. So want to encourage you guys in this area where, you know, as guys, we can get together with our wife and in a few minutes be very ready for that thing, right, for sex. And meanwhile, our wife may be a million miles away from that, and we've got to figure out how to draw her in. If it's something we really ought to do and think we should do, and I do think that married couples ought to have that thing, sex, often. And that it's not a bad thing to go on a, try to see if you can do it for 100 days in a row or something like that. I think that's healthy. It's being purposeful, but you need to be in the right mind of how you are drawing your wife to you, how you are cherishing her, making her feel cherished, speaking her love language, and all those things. And I think it's a good way for us to fight temptation. As a matter of fact, that's part of what Paul writes right there, that, hey, if you really want to reframe and go on a 3 or 4 day fast for something, or maybe a 7 day fast, be careful with that, right? Because there's some great temptations out there. So Paul's not naive to the ability for us to be tempted in that area, and gives us strong warnings about it, as does God throughout his word. So we see where we can fall quickly, and we need to realize that the safe place and the place where we really protect ourselves is in marriage and in the marriage bed, right? The master bedroom, protecting the master bedroom, protecting our thoughts, guarding our hearts, and being willing to do the work, if you want to call it that, to make your wife want to have that thing with you, right? So what are some things you can do that might be beneficial to your wife in this whole area, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. Sorry, you're going to have to wait.